The Magna Carta, translated from Latin as the Great Charter, is one of the most influential legal documents in the history of England. Named for its extensive scope and its central place in English legal history, it laid the groundwork for the development of constitutional law, not only in England but throughout the world. The Magna Carta was commissioned in 1215, during the reign of King John. A ruler infamous for his tyrannical rule and his knack for sparking rebellion among his subjects. Generally, King John is not regarded with favour in English history. He proved himself willing to levy harsh taxes and seize property to fund his campaigns, which caused significant hardship among his subjects and corroded the traditional bonds of feudal loyalty. In June 1215, a group of barons sought to curtail the king's absolute power. They presented King John with a list of grievances at Runnymede, a meadow by the Thames. These grievances were codified into the Magna Carta, which King John was compelled to sign. The Magna Carta consisted of a list of 63 clauses, covering a broad range of topics that essentially aimed to balance the power of the monarchy and protect the rights of the individuals. One of its most significant principles is habeas corpus, the legal requirement that an arrested person must be brought before the court to determine the legality of his detention. Another equally influential principle is the concept that even the king is not above the law. Though these ideas may seem commonplace in contemporary Western legal philosophy, at the time of the Magna Carta, they were groundbreaking milestones in the evolution of constitutional law. Over the years, the Magna Carta underwent significant modifications. It was reissued several times, with each monarch making slight modifications. Much like how modern legislation is revised, these reissues allowed monarchs to reassure their subjects of their commitment to the law while making minor adjustments to suit their current political climates. Yet, for all its contemporary resonance, the influence of the Magna Carta had been largely forgotten by the middle of the 14th century. It wasn't until the early 17th century, some 400 years later, that jurists like Sir Edward Coke resurrected its importance in English constitutional and legal development. Coke interpreted the Magna Carta not as a revolutionary document, but rather as a testament to an ancient constitution that protected individual liberties from state infringement. By linking the modern, post-medieval monarchy to the revered, supposed liberties of the Anglo-Saxon past, Chief Justice Coke solidified the Magna Carta as the bedrock of English, and later British, liberties. Since then, the Magna Carta has served as a beacon for people and movements seeking protection from tyrannical or arbitrary rule. The Magna Carta's influence did not stop at the borders of Britain. In fact, the American colonists, at the time of their revolution, referred to the Magna Carta to legitimize their struggle for independence. Both the US Constitution and the Bill of Rights bear signs of its influence, ensuring its principles continue to shape foundational understandings of law and liberty. In summary, Magna Carta is a pillar on which democracies across the world are built. Although altered and amended since its first issue, it has endured as a symbol of justice and the rule of law, profoundly influencing the evolution of constitutional law and providing a benchmark for freedoms and rights in democratic society.